Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research National Polling Firm. May I please speak with Aquarius Borrego?
Who's this?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey and would like to ask a few questions about important issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And can you please tell us in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic or Black.
Okay. And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
2002.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I will probably vote.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Economy.
The economy, okay. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Undecided.
And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Democrat, Republican, Green Party, or Independent?
I'd prefer not to answer.
Okay. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote in the for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how will you rate him? And Donald Trump, how would you rate him? From 0 to 100?
0.
0, okay. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district for Congress?
Democratic.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Bob Casey Jr. or Republican David McCormick?
Democratic.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden and Democratic.
And do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat
more. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're at 65%. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. The first one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that. Hello? Hello, can you hear me okay? Hello? Can you hear me okay? Hello, is anyone there?